Hello, hello. Welcome back to 615 Guys, episode 6. Sadly, today we have no guests. It's just the guys. We're going back to the OG days of Snowstorm, episode 1. So we got me, Jackson. We got Sean.
What's up?
Got Connor.
How you doing?
We got Denton.
Hello, hello.
And so, just us today. All you OG listeners know about the first pod of Snowstorm. We want to... just like episode 1, though, and all of our other episodes, this episode is sponsored and brought to you by Jeff Gannon, State Farm Agency, and Providence Marketplace. And, today, it's a pretty special day, actually. April 4th, 2021. It's Easter. So, everybody had a good Easter today?
I had a pretty great Easter. I ate a lot of candy, you know, smacked it down in about an hour or two. It was a fun day.
Yeah, I also had a good Easter. You know, I went to church and, you know... talked about Jesus, and he is risen.
It's a good testimony, Connor.
Thank you, Brother Connor. Yes, we hope everyone had a good Easter. Hope you don't get a ton of cavities like all of us here today will definitely have tomorrow.
We are the number one podcast recording on the ping pong table. So if you did look at our ping pong table right now, we are filled with M&M cookies, Peeps, and Jolly Rancher, what are those, jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Jolly Rancher, yes. Jelly beans.
Yeah, but we have water, so we're...
We do have water.
So basically, we won't have any cavities.
And I have a lot of cough drops because my allergies have been acting up, so sorry if I cough or anything. You know.
That's all right, Sean.
Yeah, we'll ignore it.
I'm just putting it out there now. So
we want to thank all you for all the support you had on the last episode with Jody. You know, we all really enjoyed that. I've heard lots of good things from everybody else.
Yeah, Jody actually got his arm amputated shortly after that. So.
The pain was too much.
He was completely fine. We really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was hilarious. If you haven't seen that, you can go check it out on our YouTube channel, 615 Guys Podcast with no spaces.
You won't mind it. A lot of you have been putting spaces.
And it's not popping spaces. Up.
Trust me, if you haven't seen it, you want to go see it. It was a good.
It's very funny.
I think I looked at this morning. We were around 450-ish views.
Really?
So we need to
get that up to 1,000.
You know,
first time Jody did this, he got 95,000 views. So we're a couple behind.
Yeah, we're hoping to get more than that.
But hey, like the man said, you gotta share. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
You can't.
Right. Hey man, you guys just gotta click that share button, man.
That's so accurate.
Yeah. Not like share. So besides the episode pretty much blowing up for us, doing really well. We actually had another pretty big thing happen for the guys this week. Sean had yourself a pretty big week, didn't you?
I did. I won Athlete of the Week. I think I'm going to be getting a plaque here pretty soon. Maybe a T-shirt. I'm not sure. They haven't told us. So.
Athlete of the Week for the county or the state?
The state. I think it might be like Middle Tennessee area. I think
that's still a pretty big area.
Pretty impressive. Yeah.
Take us through your game.
So it was like based off the week, but I had the game-winning goal with 54 seconds left to go in the game against DeKalb County. It was actually pretty hyped. Then you mentioned that you heard it all the way in the baseball fields.
Yes, we were playing a game, and I was in right field. Shout out right field. And I could hear the crowd going absolutely crazy all the way from the baseball field. It was very intense.
Yeah, I knew y'all had to hit a game winner or something like that.
I heard it. You're all going crazy.
That might have been my most exciting moment in a game ever.
Really?
The celebration was really
over
good.
The broken arm, you know, like the...
Oh, yeah.
Throwback.
That was a throwback.
I didn't know soccer fans were actually allowed to cheer.
So yeah, they're usually really quiet.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, actually, so was baseball fans too, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. For the past 4 years, there hasn't been much to cheer about for
yeah,
Lebanon soccer.
But we are changing the culture.
So. Yes, right. Speaking of that, didn't y'all win though?
Yeah, we won. We have 3 dubs right now, so I actually don't have to shave my head like we mentioned a couple episodes ago.
That's kind of disappointing, though.
Yeah,
I really wanted to see you ball.
Is that a record for Lebanon High School?
It might be a record, honestly.
Yeah. What's y'all's record?
3-2-1 or 3-3-1?
About 500.
Ties?
Yeah, I'm surprised
in any sport.
Not a lot of ties. I feel
ties
like there'd be a lot of ties
stupid.
In soccer.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know.
Ties in any sport are like I think
yeah,
stupid.
Soccer, you've already played for forever.
Right.
Well, yeah, but then you just go like into like a shootout like you do in hockey or something.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like
play for another 3 hours.
Like there's always that saying like tying's like kissing your sister. Like it's just.
I don't like that saying.
Yeah,
that's a saying though.
I've
like,
never heard that.
You've never heard that saying?
No. Has anyone heard that saying?
Never heard it.
I bet But Sean's heard the thing.
No.
So, you know, our big bettor Jody. Did you know what he did? You talk to him about any of the bets he made this past or the other day?
We know he won the Trojans final four one.
Yeah. he was hyped about those Trojans. He came $200 richer that day. So
I know his day got a whole lot worse because North Carolina's coach retired.
Yeah, he jinxed it. So jinxed it. He was on here talking about Coach K retiring, and then the next day,
UNC's retired.
UNC's coach retired. That's crazy.
Yeah,
UNC's guy was old though.
Right. Yeah, he was old. I mean, he's
probably 70.
I mean, they're both pretty old.
I think Coach K just definitely aged better than the UNC's coach.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, Coach K's had that same comb over haircut for like the past 80 years.
He's been looking like that since he was 20.
Exactly. Well, the game last night was crazy.
Yes,
I watched the Gonzaga UCLA game. That was wild.
Yeah, that was wild. But UCLA blew it. I mean, they should have won. I feel like they were high underdogs, and the line was crazy. It was like a 12-point line or something like
that. Yeah, it was a 12-point spread. If you don't know what that means Gonzaga was supposed to win by 12 points.
Which is a lot in
basketball.
Especially, especially for a Final Four game. A Final Four game should be two or three at most.
I think everybody was just looking at the seed. They weren't looking at the team.
Yeah,
you know?
UCLA's been playing great.
Yeah, I really wanted UCLA to go all the way.
Yeah, I did too, honestly. Yeah.
You always want that underdog team to win, like Loyola a few years ago. Yeah, I mean,
right.
you always root for that underdog every year. I mean, nobody wants to see – I mean, it's definitely cool to see a team go, like, undefeated, like they're just that good. But nobody really wants to see that. Like,
yeah,
they want to see
the Alabama football fans like, yeah, man, just underdogs. I just love them.
I do love underdogs. Now, I mean, I do respect a good program for sure. Well, you know, at least we don't put money in McDonald's bags for our players. So.
That was disproven.
Yeah, that wasn't
That was
true.
Disproven.
Well, I mean.
We know Alabama people can't afford McDonald's, but it was disproven.
Well.
Nor can they spell McDonald's.
We can't. No, I highly doubt that.
McDonald's. Well.
They probably think there's an A in between the M and the C.
Threw me in a loop.
I'm like, wait, Mac.
Going back to that UCLA game.
UCLA.
I can't believe Jalen Suggs hit that game-winning shot, that half quarter.
I mean,
the end.
When you saw his follow-through, he knew it was going in.
Well, yeah.
That was the most confident, almost half-court shot I've ever seen.
Didn't he bank it?
Yeah, he banked it. But, like, the crazy thing about that, didn't y'all see the day where he was, like, he wanted to be a college quarterback. Like, he didn't want to go play college basketball.
Wait, didn't he have, like, a Mr. Football and...
Yeah, he was, like, a highly recruited college quarterback. Yeah. He wanted nothing to do with, like, basketball until, like, his coaches were like, you are good at basketball. Like,
yeah, I remember the commentator
Anthony Edwards, you know, the number one pick in the NBA, said if he could choose any sport to play, he'd choose baseball.
Really?
Yeah, and that's the number one draft pick in a sport. He said he would choose MLB over NBA, which is very weird. Yeah,
like why? Just because of, like...
No, he's just like, I've always liked baseball more.
I've always, like, seen, like, athletes do that. Like, you know, there's the lockout a few years ago of the NBA.
Yeah.
There was rumors about LeBron playing the NFL.
Football, yeah.
There's no way he could have done that.
I mean, if anyone could, it would be LeBron, even though Jordan's better.
That's very true.
Yep,
it is true. If you think LeBron is better than Jordan...
Brody Hayes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
idiot.
Just go watch if you think that LeBron is better. Just go watch The Last Dance.
Or just compare Space Jams because Jordan's is going to be better.
It's very
true. LeBron's could ever be.
LeBron's was kind of weird. Look, I'm not going to lie. The trailer for the new Space Jam.
It was just very futuristic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, like
it popped up at first where it was like I thought it was going to be fully animated, like the full basketball part and the Looney Tunes. Like you know how Michael was like. Actually, like real, and then all the Looney Tunes characters.
I think they're gonna try to do like half and half, like the SpongeBob movie.
Yeah, that's what the trailer looked like. I don't like the storyline from the trailer.
Yeah, and it wasn't his actual son. That's
yeah.
Son.
They need Bronny in there.
Yeah, they do. Except he's still grounded.
He is probably still grounded from that video. That video was bad.
What video?
Let's just say Bronny
was doing some not.
He breathed in and breathed out. With substances.
Yes.
And posted it.
Yes, and posted it.
Yeah.
While LeBron was in his little bubble. Yeah. So there was a bunch of like rumors saying like once LeBron gets out of that bubble, it was like saying like LeBron's just hoping that the series goes longer so his dad doesn't have to come home.
Is it funny, Connor? Was it hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. I'm
sorry. So last night, some of the guys, I know me and Denton did. Connor wasn't able to, but Sean watched it on his own. We went to go watch it was a pretty good movie, I would say. Godzilla vs. Kong. Oh, it was pretty good. I think that was my first movie since COVID.
It was the first movie that I had seen in over a year. Like, I used to, before the cursed COVID, I went to the movies, I mean, like, once a week, seriously. And
you have the money for that, first off.
I don't know. I don't have any money now.
You gotta say you're broke.
But I would go to the movies once a week, once every 2 weeks, and this was the first time I'd been to the movies in, like, a year and 3 months. Like, it had been a long time. Yeah, it felt very nice. I haven't been
to the movies in forever, either.
I'm saying, like,
a year ago,
I would never go
to the movie theater.
A year ago now, we were in deep quarantine, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize that until we were... It's crazy to think about. They were talking about it. It came back up on my memories today and stuff, how I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, just in my bed, because I had nothing else to do. It's legit what we did every day.
Every day. For until, like, 5 hours a day playing Fortnite.
Well, no, we would, like, legit turn nocturnal. Like, we would, like...
I wanted to sleep, like, 6 a.m.
That's how we all were.
Yeah. It was bad.
And then we finally had to, like, get back to normal. And
yeah, but school was still only 2 days a week, so I didn't fix my sleep schedule until, like, 4 weeks ago.
From quarantine?
Went back full time.
Yeah, I mean, I still stayed up till 3 a.m.
I don't understand how, like, you can just wake up after not sleeping.
Like, that's, like, 3 hours
I get
hours
so
sleep.
Tired in the, like, during
no,
the
No, I slept until, like, 4 p.m.
yeah, he would go to sleep at 6 and wake up at 4.
So that's just, like, the definition of healthy right there.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, that's tough.
Didn't we talk about this on the first episode, your sleep schedule?
Yeah, a little bit. We touched on it.
Now we're just going deep into it.
Yeah.
You know what sucks to sleep with? Or, like, wake up to, at least?
What's that?
A crick in your neck.
Oh, my God.
I personally don't sleep on my head. But if I did, you know, I'd
probably... Wait, so you don't sleep on the side?
Connor, I meant, like, literally on my head. Like, you know, like a headstand.
Up and down.
Like,
I didn't
handstand?
I didn't even think about that. Nobody would do that.
I sleep on my stomach.
That's why it was a joke there.
I sleep on my stomach. But yeah, we went and saw Kong versus Godzilla yesterday. It was a decent movie. I mean, it was like a 6 out of 10, I'd say. Kind of predictable. We won't give any spoilers. But...
And it was confusing, pretty much.
Yeah, the middle part of the movie I thought was very confusing. I feel like that's been a common trend with movies lately. How, like, the middle part, I've noticed, like, in Avengers movies, for me at least. And,
I got,
like,
so lost in the Avengers movies.
Don't y'all want a movie to be like that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like confusing.
Because, like, it all wraps it up at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got it all at the end. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of y'all who are thinking about going to see Kong versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus Kong, whichever order it is, I would go see it.
I would say go see it, but just don't expect a lot out of it.
It's visually pleasing.
Yeah.
Like, it looks cool.
I agree with that.
If you just want a good fight movie, I mean, it's worth it to watch.
It would have been a lot better if I wasn't stuck on the freaking front row of a movie theater. My gosh,
really?
Yes.
There were so many seats.
I mean, there was, like, different seats open, like, not, like, full rows, but there was, like, sections of seats open. And
Why didn't you go sit in them?
Well, I sat with Brody, and Brody called me asking if I wanted to go to the movie with all of us, and I was like, sure. He goes, all right, get your tickets on row F. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Did you not see that was the front row?
Well, it said front row by F, and I'm like, Brody, did you mean to get, like, tickets on the front row? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
who would choose to be on the front row? You only get on
all
the
of the
row.
Rest of us were in the D row.
Yeah, you only get on the front row.
They had perfect seats. I'm looking back. They're just chilling, looking straight up. I'm having to turn my head, like, a full, like, 180, you know, just to see, like, what's going on the other end of the screen.
When I saw it, I was in the very front row, and yeah, I basically just had to look directly up.
I have yet to sit in the front row, and
they shouldn't even be seats.
Glad.
Yeah, they're so bad.
Yeah,
it was the full row is open.
They should be cheaper, those seats.
They should, yeah. It's like nosebleed seats in sports.
Yeah,
it is.
That's very true. They should do that.
Maybe when I own a movie theater, I'll do that. Shout out 615 guys, movie theater.
Imagine it's a big old screen displaying our episodes.
Yeah, you can watch the pod on 615 guys.
Let's go buy the Capitol. on the square, and then just...
Yes, with our loaded Spotify money.
Yeah.
I think we make, what, 7 cents per 10,000?
No, actually, we don't even
listens.
Make anything, because Spotify won't pay us.
Yeah, pay us our 3 cents, Spotify.
No, we got like $5 right now, I think
we're cracked.
Because it's like every 1,000 views, right?
Yeah, you hear that.
But
we're
like,
big time.
How are we getting that money now?
It's like 3 cents per 1,000 views.
Oh, I thought it was $5.
No, it's more than that.
It's not a
Jackson,
lot.
Jackson, you said $5, didn't you?
Well, if every 1,000 views is like $4.30 or something like that.
I mean, so where's that at? Do they need
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Spotify, pay us, man.
Yeah.
We need the money.
We're in debt. $23 right now.
We're in debt. Maybe we can just get on like the Jody Bowman train and just, you know, bet on those Trojans and get up $200.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, who y'all got winning, Gonzaga or Baylor?
I want Baylor to win, but I think Gonzaga's going to win.
Gonzaga.
Baylor looked good yesterday.
Baylor's trash.
Baylor looked good yesterday.
Baylor pays their players. You're going to talk about McDonald's bags. Looking at Baylor.
McDonald's bags.
Hey, man, I had to put the A.
Oh, no, I think Gonzaga's got it. I think they're
going to I'm going to be the odd man out. I think Baylor's going to win it. I think Gonzaga's played too many close games lately, and Baylor's too good of a team that they're going to slip
Gonzaga
by.
Played
what close
one
game?
Close game.
The only close game was UCLA.
Was their Elite Eight matchup not close?
Yeah, they beat them by 20.
They blew out. They've blown out everyone.
I swear they played somebody close.
State? No, it wasn't. Who was it?
I don't know.
They
destroyed them. But Baylor destroyed Houston, but Houston hadn't played anyone.
Yeah, true.
Baylor couldn't miss yesterday.
Houston played three double-digit.
Houston had, like, the easiest seeded schedule, like, in March Madness history.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played well in their Elite Eight game.
Who?
Houston.
Baylor?
Houston? But Houston was playing, like, an 18 seed.
Yeah, exactly.
They were playing, like, the school of the blind.
All right, so we're now going to start a new segment, brand new, never done before in the history of 615 guys. This one's titled Overrated, Underrated. It's kind of self-explanatory. We're going to pick a topic and say if it's overrated or underrated.
So this week, we pick the topics ourselves. But what we're going to do is sometime this week, we'll post something on our story, and you guys can say the topics that you want us to do next week.
So
or week after that, you know. If we have
the
week guest or something, we don't want to do it.
Yeah. The next time we do this.
I'll go ahead and get started on the first topic. Peeps. Overrated, underrated.
Underrated. Oh, I mean, sorry. I don't like peeps. They're overrated.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Connor, explain.
So the first time I had a peep was 2 weeks ago at Walmart. And
you just have like had your first peep ever?
Yes.
You are absolutely insane.
And no, I'm not going to eat one. I know they're on the table, but I'm not going to eat one.
I brought some peeps for us.
Yeah. I had it, and they were like, it tastes just like marshmallows. So I try it.
It pretty much
and
does.
It was too sugary of a food. You know, like some of those foods that are just too sugary?
Yeah.
Well, those are peeps. So, and I'm not a big sugar type of guy. Like, I don't even really like icing. So...
heavy icing is nasty. I think I would agree with Connor here. I'm going to say it's overrated. They're decent. They're all right. But they're definitely overhyped for the occasion.
So there you have it, folks. Connor and Jackson have a middle school level education. me and Shane, on the other hand, here you can hear me rip this peep off right now. A little ASMR, you know. Anyway, me and Shane are the real men here, and we know that peeps are higher intellectual foods with the complex making of the marshmallow and the coated sugar. It takes a real intellectual to create such a masterpiece.
Peeps, that was a very good description.
Peeps, underrated, final answer.
I would agree with that because they were absolutely amazing. They are straight gas.
Denton is now devouring the peep
so good.
Right now.
Mm. They're so overrated.
Love them.
I'm surprised you don't need like a gallon of water after eating that because it's so sugary.
You don't. It provides it. Provides everything you need.
All right, so who's got the next topic here?
Connor, you want to go?
Okay, so my next overrated, underrated topic is Chick-fil-A.
I'll go first. Overrated.
Very overrated.
For sure.
I would agree with that. Very overrated.
I would say it's overrated.
It's good, but it's just
exactly.
It's not like it's not as good as everyone hypes it up to be.
Well,
like,
don't get me wrong, Chick-fil-A is still very good.
Yeah, it is
not as good as Arby's.
Like, Chick-fil-A has become like the mainstream like goal for fast food restaurants, and it's
good, but
it's chicken.
I would rarely want Chick-fil-A to run our country. If I would just put that out there, Chick-fil-A would definitely run our country very well.
We wouldn't do anything on Sundays then.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
They don't run on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A is so organized.
Chick-fil-A is very organized. However, they're overrated.
Yeah, I think they're very good. I honestly think their fries are like extremely overrated.
Yes, I do. I don't like fries.
I'm a big fries guy.
Chick-fil-A is amazing.
Their fries would be on the very, very bottom of my list.
And I feel like the waffle fries.
You're just saying that because they're waffle fries. They taste just like regular fries.
No, I
genuinely really like waffle fries. But like that and curly fries.
I love
the two best types of fries.
Arby's curly fries.
I'm telling you.
And their dipping sauce, and it tastes amazing.
But that's the thing. I'm talking about the straight fries.
What do you mean? The dipping sauces make a.
But you also don't get a lot.
Think about Zaxby's. Their Zax sauce make their restaurant, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Very true.
So you have to include the sauces in the recipe.
But this is what I'm saying. You always get that one, like, large, like, humongous freaking waffle fry.
That just takes up the whole.
That takes up the entire box. Yeah. And then the very bottom are, like, these, like, little tiny crumbs.
And you only
end up getting, like, 10 fries.
Like, I'll just cut a potato if I want
exactly.
a giant waffle
That's
fry.
Never happened to me, so.
Well, you clearly need to go back to Chick-fil-A because every time I've gone, it's that same thing. I go back always hoping that it will change, but it never changes. So, therefore, overrated. Final answer.
Sorry, Chick-fil-A. Jackson hates you.
No. If you want to give me, like, free Chick-fil-A for life, chicken minis and chicken sandwiches and...
No, you don't get that anymore.
Everything...
Not after what you just said.
Everything else besides your fries.
Connor's been deeply hurt.
Yeah, I'm because that was my number one.
Let him home.
All right, I'll lead into our next one. Overrated, underrated mustaches.
Which type of mustache? Like
mustaches.
Just any mustache?
Yes, mustache. Real ones. You know, not like Brody's or...
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know, man.
That's a tough one.
I'm not a big fan of mustaches. I mean, it's just like a mustache. It's nothing special.
Honestly,
nothing.
If you're like the dude on Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
That's a celebration, you know, just rubbing his mustache. I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, it's pretty good.
Just putting in a little bias that we probably have. None of us can grow mustaches. So there might be a little.
Well, we could grow a mustache. They wouldn't be good mustaches.
Yeah, real mustaches. So there might be a personal vendetta here. Since none of us are mustache growers.
Oh, no, I think they're underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they're used enough anymore.
Man, good mustache could go a long way.
You know what's not used enough? Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt. Mullets.
Mullets are awful.
Oh, if you
overrated.
Decide
terrible.
To get a mullet,
mullets
you are absolutely
dope, though.
Is that your new topic
Mr.
right there?
Mr. Buzzcut,
I mean,
Connor.
Maybe.
You look stupid
sorry,
if you have a
we're
mullet.
Talking about hair, so
mullets
I had
terrible.
To bring it in.
Overrated.
So here's my answer.
Hairstyle. But rather you
I
be
mean,
bald.
Some people can pull them off.
Three people in America can pull them off.
I'm going to have to go with Denton on this one. I mean, in the 80s, yes. You could pull one off in the 80s. Cause that's because everybody
yeah.
in
Billy
America.
Ray Cyrus, sure. You can have a mullet, man. You're it. That's it. One person. Yeah, he has the mullet pass. He's it. That's it.
He's the mullet man.
Yeah.
Mullet that's man. It. I like that. I guess I'll take us into the next one. Next one for overrated, underrated. I'm going to go with plain bagels. What an absolute waste of food to make a plain bagel.
Personally,
I mean, if that's
never,
your only option,
personally, I've never had a plain bagel.
You have to
you
put
haven't
a bagel,
had a bagel
in the toaster.
A plain
for
bagel? No.
You have to put butter on it and in a toaster, and it's good.
Like, up in the north, the bagels are like a big thing up there. So, and I go up to the north a lot because I have family up there. But plain bagels just—it's
too dry.
So overrated.
It's too dry.
Yeah. Like, what an absolute waste of food! Just make a plain bagel.
It's good
donut. I definitely wouldn't say it's
donut.
Underrated.
Oh yeah.
I think bagels as a whole may be underrated.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But plain bagels would be
highly overrated, I would say. Not even rateable at all, honestly.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. Not good.
Yeah, but slap some cream cheese or whatever you put on it. And it's not that bad.
Butter. Cream cheese and butter.
I like butter.
I'll go into a next controversial one. Overrated, underrated, All-American.
The TV show?
Yes.
Overrated.
Very.
Overrated.
Underrated.
Season one.
I mean, I liked it, but it was overrated. Like,
season one, underrated. Season two, overrated.
I would agree with that. I didn't like season two as much.
It was all about drama outside.
Well, my problem
first is underrated, that second overrated. Every episode, someone's mad because someone did something little.
And they cheated on somebody.
And then by the end of the episode, it's all okay. And then they'll say something little, and Spencer will get mad.
Yeah.
Oh, you handed me my backpack? Just because I'm from Crenshaw, you don't think I can pick up my own backpack?
Dude, yes.
To provide for me and my brother? I can't pick up my own backpack just because I'm from Crenshaw?
Oh, my God.
I don't need your help, man.
That's honestly
I can pick up my own backpack.
That's so spot on.
That's why I hated that show. Ridiculous. But I loved it. This is the only
definitely going to watch season three.
Though. I didn't watch season
two. Have y'all watched any season three yet?
Of what?
On the CW?
Yeah.
No. I'm waiting
for
it. Oh, season three is already out?
I've been watching like on live TV.
I only watch on Netflix, though.
Outer Banks production finished.
I saw that. I was very excited.
I'm so excited to see that.
I don't know.
How about overrated, underrated, Outer Banks?
I would say properly rated.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's overrated. I wouldn't say it's underrated. I mean,
I have no idea how they'll do season two.
It got the hype it deserved. I believe that.
Okay, I got another one. Overrated, underrated, Madeline Klein.
Wow.
I think she's good rated too, whatever the word is.
I think she's pretty good rated.
Jackson?
My girlfriend's staring me down over there in the corner, so I'm going to say Madeline Klein is very overrated.
I mean, I know Reese is listening, but not because of that. I'm going to have to go overrated too, just simply because her mouth is so wide.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird.
I noticed that.
It's weird.
Y'all are bashing people this episode.
Chick-fil-A, Madeline Klein.
Yeah.
You're getting the hate.
We're gonna get off of the hate. I mean, like, we can still hate on this next thing, but it's not a person or like a human being at this point. Overrated, underrated, board games.
Underrated. Very underrated.
Depends on the board game.
Like, all of them.
Just
are
board
so
games
Monopoly,
underrated.
Overrated.
If you have three days to spend, Monopoly's fine.
Like, imagine, like, when was the last time you played a board game? Like, legit.
Long time.
I can't remember the last time I played a board game.
Okay, but think about this. There's no electronics, and you got nothing else to do around the house. And it's, like, raining, or it snowed, or I guess.
And you get, like, a bunch of friends or, like, family together.
If it's raining or something, you're gonna play some board games back in the day when there was no phones, no video games, or anything.
You know what's a great board game that my family used to play all the time? Clue. I love Clue.
That's my mom's favorite game.
That's such a good game.
That one takes a while, too, doesn't it?
It can.
Not if you're me. I usually get it in the first or second turn. It was Colonel Mustard with the rope.
In the game room.
Yes. That room.
All right. Anybody else got any topics? I had a few more down if we want to do that.
Yeah, right ahead.
All right. I had another one. Overrated, underrated, fireworks.
Underrated.
Underrated. I love fireworks.
I do too.
Overrated.
Firework go boom,
I got
boom.
Hit by one.
That's all I mean.
You got hit by one?
Did I not tell y'all this?
No. Please share.
Tell the world.
So I was like 8 living in my old...
Okay, good story.
Living in my old cul-de-sac. And the whole neighborhood got together and put all our fireworks in a bin. And our neighbor accidentally dropped a match.
Hunter farted into the fireworks. A flame erupted.
Our neighbor accidentally dropped a match into the barrel, and all the fireworks in there just start shooting everywhere. Everybody was running and dipping for their lives.
For those of you who haven't seen Connor, he looks like Two-Face from Batman. You know, his whole right side is just burnt to a crisp.
Well, no, that's
always, it's like Deadpool before he got his
Yes, exactly. I've always been afraid to ask Connor what happened, but... It all makes sense.
So, I was being stupid. I was running in a straight line.
Like
not
a cartoon?
I was
just falling. You just try to keep running?
I wasn't running in like zigzags. And the firework just came straight at me, hit me right in the back.
Mm.
And yeah, I went down crying.
So what would you say hurt worse? That or taking a 90-mile-an-hour fastball to the back?
Well,
I know that's never happened to me.
I don't think I've ever had that happen to me. I mean, I've taken like 85 to the back, and I'm definitely going
to
say
90
firework.
To the ribs before on a pickoff move.
I remember
I'll
that.
I'll probably go firework.
No, the firework is way worse because it burns because of the heat.
It would have been. Oh yeah, we're looking at.
Oh, is that
Denton's.
Still there?
You can still see the baseball stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt.
When did you get that?
A week ago.
Yeah. I remember he looked back and he was just like, or he came back in the dugout and he was just like screaming in pain.
I'll show y'all my other hit that week.
Let's see this. Oh. Oh wow.
Ooh. Nice.
That one's on my butt cheek.
So, I got one more here. Overrated, underrated. Christmas.
Properly rated? I don't know.
I think it's underrated. I don't think enough people celebrate.
Oh, let's do
celebrates Christmas.
Let's do Halloween. Overrated, underrated Halloween.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Highly overrated.
I'm gonna say underrated.
Explain.
No. Actually, let's do Thanksgiving. That's an overlooked one.
What?
That's overlooked.
You can't just keep like skipping.
No, Thanksgiving was one I was thinking.
Just stay on Halloween.
All right, we'll do Thanksgiving afterwards. I'm gonna go underrated. Because until you're like, sorry for those of you who still believe in the Halloween monster. Anyway, until you're like, I don't know, 12, Halloween is a top 5 fun day of the year. I mean, you get to go out with all your friends, dress up as Michael Jackson, go around, get a bunch of candy. I mean,
for free.
I guess, for free.
A bunch of candy for free.
I guess if you're from a, 10-year-old perspective, it's like
just dissing me. He's mad about the Chick-fil-A.
It's like a top 3.
So now you can see who has the middle school thoughts of or the middle school intelligence.
I like candy and boom boom fireworks
and peeps.
Yes, and peeps.
So now you can judge who's has the middle school intelligence.
But yeah, the real holiday that gets overlooked is 1,000% Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving.
Because
the day
it turns November 1st after Halloween, Christmas decorations just go straight up, and Thanksgiving is so underlooked in my opinion. How do y'all see it?
I would agree with that.
It's my favorite food day of the year.
Food day.
Yes, by far.
That is its purpose.
I know, and it's amazing.
It depends if my family gets something from like Cracker Barrel or they make it.
Are you serious?
Not, like,
they don't make it.
Celebrate Thanksgiving?
No. My family makes it most all the time, but I think one time we had Cracker Barrel and it was just so much better. So,
Cracker Barrel is pretty good.
Yeah.
It just ruins it if you go get food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but we also have the same food every time for Thanksgiving. And
I mean,
Christmas,
we kind of do.
Every
Our
year.
Family makes a really good sweet potato casserole.
But like every family does.
I would make out with
know. Somebody
casserole.
Makes a casserole.
I personally, don't like sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
so I can't
but like,
really
it's
enjoy
like,
it.
It's got like a bunch of like brown sugar. It's
yeah,
got some, like,
it looks amazing. I just can't get myself to like it. I would love to like it, but I can't get myself to like it.
It's like one of my favorite foods, honestly.
All right, so I feel like that was a broad topics now. So, but I feel like that was a pretty good segment. You know, for the first time.
Yeah.
If you guys somewhat liked it. We will put up something on the story, and y'all can send in topics for us to decide if it's overrated or underrated the next time that there's a chance available on the episode.
So, going into our final segment of episode 6 here, I was just scrolling through my phone the other day, and it was this trio, and they got stuck on an island for 33 days, and they just got rescued. And, you know, it got me thinking, like, it's one of those basic questions you always get asked, like, you're stranded on an island. What do you bring?
Let's go to the top 3 things. I'll start her off. I would bring a knife, a fishing net, and an inflatable raft.
Explain.
Why?
Well, the knife, you could like just cut down wood, or I don't know. But you could use a knife. You could use a knife for pretty much anything. To protect yourself as well. Fishing net, get you food. Knife can also help out with that. And an inflatable raft, you know. Can you go out and get the food?
How are you gonna get water? kind of need that to survive there.
Sean,
coconuts
dies.
Sean,
find
dead.
Coconuts.
Next,
is coconuts a good hydration drink? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't coconuts
know.
Have water. Coconuts
yeah,
have water.
Yeah.
In them.
Really?
Yeah. I've never,
like,
heard, never heard of like
you
coconut
like
water.
Boil some water.
No.
But what are you gonna boil
where
it?
You
in?
Get the water.
You can boil it from like the ocean, I guess. Could you? Would that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can boil the seawater, but I don't know what you'd boil it on.
You'd be kind of nasty, though.
All right. No, it cleans it out when it boils because the chemicals go away at high temperatures.
Trying to survive. All right. Who wants to take her off next?
Go ahead. Honor? I don't have anything.
All right. I got my three. And these three are essential. All right. We got Godzilla, Michael Jackson, and a toothpick. All right. So I got Godzilla for entertainment. And got Michael Jackson because Michael Jackson really liked animals more than the average man. So he can keep Godzilla in order. Then I got a toothpick in case Michael Jackson starts looking at me funny.
You're going to stab him with a toothpick?
Well, I'm hoping the toothpick will scare him because Michael Jackson liked high-fiving children, we'll say. But yeah, I think Godzilla would keep me good company. He can roar when I get bored. He can be my alarm clock. Yeah, it does. That's cool. Michael Jackson can, he can moonwalk. I feel like
Godzilla might take up the whole island.
Nah, he's Godzilla. Michael Jackson will moonwalk, and that'll keep me safe. And then that toothpick, you know, anything comes my way, and they got something in it. It's got something in its teeth. I'll be like, hey man, you got something in your teeth? And I got a toothpick to help him out. And yeah, I think I'd survive.
Nice.
All right. So pretty much Godzilla is what he's going with.
Michael Jackson and a toothpick.
So just Godzilla.
And Michael Jackson and a toothpick. Essential.
All right, Jackson, why don't you go next?
And I would survive.
All right. So my three things that I would bring.
Godzilla.
I don't know. I would not bring Godzilla.
King Kong.
Maybe Kong.
A toothpick.
No, definitely not a toothpick.
Michael Jackson.
Definitely not Michael Jackson.
Michael Johansson.
No, not that either.
Scarlett Johansson.
Maybe that. But no, that was not one of mine. And so the first thing that I would definitely bring, as she definitely is not looking at me right now while
Godzilla.
I'm saying this, is my girlfriend.
Boo! She takes up resources.
Yeah.
See, at least she
uses her big muscles to carry big objects.
But look, yeah, see, at least now, Godzilla doesn't. Now I can have two. It's like a factory. We're just working together. It's like a.
That's double the resources. That's so dumb. Imagine having another like. At least Godzilla, you know.
But you can't even talk to Godzilla. Fire. You can't even talk to Godzilla.
Yeah, I can.
How?
Because I'd be like, yo, Godzilla. He'd be like, what's up, man?
You dab him up.
His arms are too little. Hey, yo, my man, Godzilla. What time is it? Hey, yo, man, I ain't got a watch. And yeah, that's how it go. Then Michael Jackson be like,
it's 3:35, little boy.
And then I had the toothpick for protection. And that's how I'm surviving.
Alright, Jackson, what else?
So my girlfriend
Godzilla.
I'm gonna go with water. Okay. Endless water.
Okay, I mean,
endless. Yeah.
That's impossible.
Heard better things like toothpicks, you know.
And then I don't know. Let's see. What else would I need? I guess I'm going to bring a... Why not? Just...
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Yes. So it's my girlfriend...
The thriller with Godzilla.
My girlfriend, Godzilla, and water.
What's the difference?
All right, Connor.
Godzilla. Godzilla can give me a lot of food.
Top that, Connor.
I've been struggling to think of top three. But obviously, I'm going to have to go with a machete.
Godzilla. Oh.
And why the machete?
I'm going with practical items right here. A machete because...
You don't think Godzilla's practical?
I mean, he's pretty practical.
Okay,
but...
good. All right, go ahead. I know. A toothpick's kind of outrageous, but...
I mean, machetes look cool, so...
You just gotta scare away the competition by the looks.
Right. Yeah, cut down a bunch of plants like you see in the movie.
Movies. I could see Connor in the future owning a machete.
I have two machetes.
You can't? Yeah.
We found them randomly. We were in the middle of the woods, and there was two machetes, and we were like, "Oh, this is a great place to find machetes." And we took them.
That doesn't sound nice.
Well, my other one would be a compass.
Boo!
Gotta be practical.
Godzilla just knows.
Godzilla's like,
"Hey, that way, man.
Hey, yo, man, north that way."
Think
thanks.
About it.
Thanks, Godzilla.
Islands aren't small. What if you lose where you built your shelter?
Just find Godzilla.
Sun.
I'll be like, hey, look, it's Godzilla. That's
what?
Where I'm
the
from.
Sun. The sun is literally like its own compass.
Okay, when you don't know how to read the sun, you have a compass.
It's like, where's the sun? I mean, that big yellow ball, that ain't it. That's not the sun.
No, that's not what I meant.
Hey, yo, Zilla, where the sun? Yo, man, it's that way. Thanks, man.
And then I guess you had like a big barrel of water.
Okay.
It's just a barrel of water.
So
one of the worst top threes. But
I think
it's
mine
right.
was the
In
only
conclusion,
reasonable one.
Denton's living. Well, Jackson might. He added my bro Zilla.
I had Godzilla, so yeah, I got a chance.
Yeah, but you have Maddie there, so
yeah,
I don't know about that one.
Her and Godzilla gonna
Godzilla,
clash.
Godzilla might steal your lady.
Michael Jackson was great with animals, so him and Zilla will thrive. And I got that toothpick in case they don't.
All right. Well,
let us know on our story. We'll post something. Let us know who had the best top three.
Personally, I think it was myself, but.
And that's where you're wrong. Show your support for the Godzilla squad, though. We'll post a poll on the story.
Yes, we will. So that's going to wrap up episode 6 of 615 Guys. I want to thank our sponsor for today's episode, Jeff Gannon, State Farm Agency in Providence Marketplace. Make sure you continue to blow us up on Instagram and the YouTube channel. This one won't be on video. It's not near as pleasing to the eye as the last one was. But the ones in the future definitely will. Hopefully.
615 Guys Podcast, no spaces.
No spaces.
Yes.
No really spaces. Want to emphasize that, no spaces. Make sure you subscribe to that. And follow us on Instagram, at 615 Guys. So no spaces in that either. So,
tune in next week, guys. We're working on getting another pretty big guest. Hopefully that'll work out for us. We'll let you guys know. 615 Guys out.
See ya.